From Revenue Rhino, I'm Brad Hammond, and this is the Lifelong Customer Podcast. We're interviewing successful sales and marketing leaders and discussing ways in which they're building lifelong relationships with their customers. Welcome to the Lifelong Customer Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Hammond, and today we have Ben from Zigazoo. Ben, it's really nice to have you on.
Thank you. Really appreciate you having me on as well.
Absolutely. I'm really excited for today's discussion. Maybe to kick us off, if you could just tell me a bit about yourself, who you are, and then also your company and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, for sure. So I am head of sales at Zigazoo. We are the largest social media for both kids and parents. We've actually been affectionately coined the TikTok for kids, but everything we do is brand safe, kids safe, and really geared towards positive interactions online and creating a safe social media space. So we are COPPA certified, kids safe. Everything we do goes through a verification and moderation. So not only is everybody on the platform a true verified kid, but then every single piece of content also goes through a 24/7, 365 moderation, really making sure that everything on the platform is super safe. In terms of my background, I had spent a number of years at Snapchat helping with some of their new business efforts. Previous to that, I was at Amazon selling one of their first search campaigns as well as video offerings. So always look to try to be in the forefront of digital marketing and really looking to make an impact. And in my mind, there's truly no better way to make an impact than trying to create safe social media for kids.
I love that. That's awesome. Let's dive into sales in this space. So what does it look like? Who are you going after? What's been the strategy lately?
Yeah, for sure. So my strategy is always to be a consultative seller, right? Like I try to do as much research before I hop on a call with a client to really make sure I understand what initiatives they're focusing on, really looking to align with them and allow them to achieve the various business KPIs that they're looking for. I think in terms of challenges that we're facing now, it's the same challenges that everyone's seeing. From a macro trend, people are looking for the tried and true platforms, looking to drive performance and really hit those business KPIs. And I think something that we're really focused on is really coming up with innovative ways to not only allow brands to create the nag factor on the platform, but then also to reach parents off platform to help drive those conversions and really create a holistic apparatus to be able to create that nag factor, which we know drives 97% of purchases for kids, but then also reaching parents to get more attributed purchases for brands, which is what everybody's looking for in these macro times.
Absolutely. What would you say is one of your bigger challenges right now when it comes to sales?
Yeah, I think for us being Zigazoo, it's an early startup. Not a lot of people know about us. So there's a big education that we need to do with all of our partners and clients. And then the other thing too is, you know, just we don't necessarily want to work with every brand, right? We want to make sure that the brands we work with have a really great conversation with kids and that they really subscribe to our brand safe mantra of reaching kids in a kid safe environment. And I think that's the biggest challenge is of getting people to really buy into what we are looking to do in the overall ecosystem and just a lot of educating clients on what the value is because it's very unique to everything else that they're able to do in the market.
Absolutely. Let's talk about targeting and then strategy and methods and all that. So how do you figure out who to target from a sales perspective? Have you built out just general personas and you go after those? Are you using intent data? What's the overall targeting strategy?
Yeah, for sure. So we are very lucky that a lot of our sellers and partners have really great tentacles across both the toys and entertainment space, which obviously has the best alignment. So a lot of it is tapping into our own personal networks, reaching out to brands and contacts who we think would be interested in the value proposition that we're able to bring. And then for the rest of our team that's really focused on prospecting, we're trying to reach the customer wherever they are, right? And we're finding that has very much changed in 2022 going into 2023 than it has previously. And usually you could send, you know, tons of emails, get a tons of replies, but you know, now we're reaching out to more people on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, really trying to meet people wherever they are. And we're finding a lot of success of reaching people at all different angles to get them on a call with us.
Nice. Yeah, that was going to be my next thought is, I know the traditional outreach is email, but how's that working against maybe some of the other methods like LinkedIn and even Facebook? Or
yeah,
I think I got one a couple of days ago. There's a Slack Connect request.
Oh, wow. That's a new one. I haven't heard of that. Yeah,
a new one, I guess. So, how are those channels looking against one another?
Yeah. So I think it's really leveraging a combination of all of them. And I think it's a matter of, you know, if you think about driving sales, we know that it takes 6 or 7 interactions to actually drive a sale. In my opinion, prospecting is very similar. It's going to take a number of exposures before somebody finally wants to chat with you. So I think it's really about creating a multi-mix model in terms of being able to reach people across multiple channels. So what we've been doing is we've been sending requests on LinkedIn saying, hey, we're going to follow up with an email, and then really putting a name to a face before we actually are reaching out. So I think that those are the different things that we found to be a lot to be successful and something that we're definitely going to be leaning into more going into next year.
Absolutely. So we talked targeting, channel. When it comes to messaging, what's your approach? Are you just shooting out like pretty general messages, or is it like five hours of research on every person, or like how does that work?
Yeah, so it's funny. I had training when I was at Snap from Upstream, this gentleman, Doug Weaver. He had two things that very much stood out to me. One was giving a name brand competitor, and then also giving some sort of time element. And I think the best way to be able to do that is first understanding whatever initiatives clients are focusing on, really speaking their language, getting embedded in their lexicon, giving some name brand competitors that we're working with already seeing success with, and then also giving some a time element, whether it's the holidays, Easter, different discount offerings. I think a combination of all of those is really what's allowed us to be successful, onboard a lot of brands. And it's just something that I've always taken to heart with, and something that's been successful throughout my career.
Absolutely. When you actually get this person engaged and you know that you think there might be something there, what's your model as a company? Is it to land them on a really small thing, do a pilot, expand it, sign them up for the full thing? How does that all work?
Yeah, so we're really focused on creating year-long partnerships. And not only for 1 year, we have a 90% retention, which I think is a very strong signal that people like what we have to offer, and they really are mission aligned with what we bring to the market. So really thinking about strategic partnerships, we have some of the most amazing content, like our Celebrity Reads initiatives, where we have the biggest A-list celebrities. We just had Terry Crews do an amazing read yesterday. Oh, wow. So really looking at Dolly Parton, Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel. So a lot of really amazing partners that we work with, and really being able to align with brands to tap into big opportunities that we have internally at Zigazoo that hopefully align with the initiatives that they're focusing on as well.
I love that. So that's kind of a cool probably messaging then. It's like, hey, we're doing some awesome stuff with this person, that person, and the other, and these brands. You want to be a part of it. I imagine it's probably some of the outreach there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we'll touch on this a little bit later as well. But everything we do on the platform is very much engagement focused. So it's not really about just selling an ad on a feed that people are scrolling with. It's really about developing, you know, deep, meaningful communities engagements with kids and, you know, the future leaders of tomorrow, and creating that brand affinity at an earlier and earlier age, I think is really the value that we're able to bring to a lot of these brands. And being able to really go deep on what that looks like and create those two-way conversations where kids can literally become friends with brands on the platform is a lot of the amazing work that our team does on a daily basis.
I love that. Yeah, I think when we're looking to build relationships with potential customers, it's so underlooked at, but it's so valuable, that engagement piece. Like, are they actually just engaging with us in conversation? Are they getting to see our name, our company, our brand, what we're doing? And then the qualification and sales discovery and all that, and then the offer. But I feel so many messages I receive are starting with the offer, like, hey, we're offering X, Y, and Z. Are you a buyer? Yes or no? And a lot of times these go to my spam box or I don't respond. And it's engagement is important.
And that's why, again, we always try to align with mission or an initiative that is really of interest for the client, and then come up with really interesting and innovative ways to be able to either distribute that content more efficiently, have a deeper, meaningful engagement with those brands, and really just coming up with a unique way of creating a community. And as we think about where the web is going in Web 3.0, I think everything is about developing a community, having first-party brand data, being able to really own that customer journey from that initial interaction all the way through the purchase. And that's something that really just happens naturally on the platform through our challenges. That's really amazing to see. And it's also the most wholesome content that you'll find anywhere in the web. I encourage everyone to download the app, check out the videos. It really is just the most amazing, amazing content that you'll see anywhere.
I love that. So as we think about the future, maybe some emerging trends and things that will have an impact on sales and all this, is there anything that's getting you excited? That, you know, you mentioned like Web 3.0 and all this stuff. What are you excited about when it comes to all this stuff?
Yeah, again, I really think that there's two things that in my mind the industry is going. And I think it's community-based as well as micro-influencers or affiliates. And I think being able to really come up with innovative ways to create a conversation around brands and come up with not only your brand fans who are talking, but also reaching net new customers and having people really talk to each other, I think is what's super important. That's why we're finding that influencers and affiliates is really something that's taking hold. I think if everybody thinks about their own personal consumer behavior, you know, if a brand is just spamming everybody in the entire ecosystem, you're probably not going to really feel the love and value as an individual. But if there's an influencer that you follow across different brands and they are very passionate about a particular product, I think that's something that really makes an impact and something that we're seeing really take hold in 2023. And something that we at Zigazoo are really doing and really focusing on is coming up with what we call a roster of kid talent. So we know that kids also like to be spoken to by other kids. So being able to come up with the most amazing roster of talent to be able to come up with challenges for brands who don't have existing content. These kid influencers or kid talent that we call are the only other people other than brands who are able to create challenges on our platform. So really allowing kids on the platform to raise their hand, come up with the different quote unquote influencers who they like, and then really allowing brands to tap into those influencers to create more meaningful engagements with those various brands.
Absolutely. That's awesome stuff. Yeah. As we head into the new quarter, the new year, what are some of those like top KPIs and things you're looking at and priorities? Like what's number one on the list to focus on?
Yeah. So I think what we're really trying to do is be very strategic in terms of the content alignment that we're looking to publish into next year. We were wildly successful this holiday season partnering with the biggest e-commerce brand to be able to not only have content on the platform that is obviously holiday related, but then also working with brands to come up with content that also aligns with the holiday season. So asking questions like, what's on your holiday wish list? What's the favorite toy that you got over a Christmas or holiday timeframe? So as we go into next year, how do we come up with deep, meaningful content alignments with things like Easter, Valentine's Day, spring break, the things that are really important to kids, and then finding the right brands that we think have a very good offering for those timeframes? Because as I mentioned at the top, we don't want to work with every brand. We want to really work with the brands who make most sense for our customers. Again, these are the future leaders of tomorrow. We hold that very valuable, and knowing that we have this brand safe platform, we really want to focus on making sure that whoever we bring into the platform really has something positive to say to our cohort here.
Absolutely. Well, Ben, it's been amazing to have you on. Thanks so much for sharing all your learnings and insights and wisdom here today.
Yeah, really appreciate it. This was awesome. Thanks, Brad.
Absolutely.